Press Communications LLC proudly presents Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning. Next. I tell you what, I'm a little bit obsessed with that show, The Crown.
Yeah.
We're a little late to the game on this because it's been out a couple of years, but man, that show is so good. What are we, about 3 seasons in now?
I think we're still in the first season.
No, I think we're on season 3, are we not?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, no, because the first season had John Lithgow, and now we've moved on to other people.
Okay, maybe it's season 2, but I definitely don't think we're to season 3. They're hour-long shows.
But so. I know as it goes on, now we have not, again, we haven't gotten this far, and don't Facebook us any spoilers. As it goes on, you get...
What do you mean spoilers? Well, it's people, a true story. You know what's going to happen. What are you talking about?
This is like seeing Titanic. The boat is going down.
You know what's going to happen.
Well, I'm just saying there's spoilers as far as... You know, I mean, you don't know all these points of history.
I guess, but you can...
Just because an event like happened doesn't mean that you don't... All right, well, you just move on with the present.
All right, all right.
Let's go on with the premise here.
Sorry.
Gillian Anderson from X-Files plays Margaret Thatcher. I know that. And then they have Princess Diana and the Prince Charles wedding,
you know,
which is a big deal back in the day.
Spoiler alert.
And I guess we're not getting a new season until the end of next year, but that's when they're going to do the whole Kate and William and Meghan Markle business and all that. So
that's exciting.
Yeah. So there's a lot to look forward
to.
Spoiler
alert.
Love this show. So what we do is we'll watch like Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune. Then we do a little Crown.
Uh-huh.
And then depending on what other show is on for the night, maybe we squeeze another in, but there's always a show at the end of the night to put us to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're a little sick of game shows because we'll do game shows a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So instead, we did The Deadpool, a.k.a. Dirty Harry Part 5. And you hate these action movies, Rambo, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Clint Eastwood. You hate them all. I love them.
It's not that I hate them. First of all, I don't like gore.
There's no
like
gore
them,
in Dirty Harry.
In
I mean,
Rambo,
he shoots people, but Rambo is a little gory.
I am personally not a Clint Eastwood fan. I know I'm going to get some hate for that.
You should get hate for that. He's an American icon.
I'm just not a fan. I'm just not. I'm sorry. It's not my jam. I don't get it. I think we talked about the Quentin Tarantino thing a minute. Like he's into that. Not my jam.
What does Quentin Tarantino have to do with Clint Eastwood?
That movie. He did that movie a year or so ago. What was that? I don't
know. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No, he's like, I just remember the cover. He's like standing on the lawn. I don't know. He just like...
Oh, Gran Torino?
Yeah. He just
That's not Quentin Tarantino.
You're
confusing Gran Torino with Quentin Tarantino.
Oh.
That has nothing to do with the other.
Either way, I didn't want to see it.
We put on Dirty Harry 5, the Deadpool.
Yes.
And the reason I put it on, I think, is because it said, last day to watch on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Rochelle, 3 minutes in.
Put me right to sleep.
Go ahead. Make my day. The whole episode of The Crown, I say, is the petrol company.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy her majesty. She's wide awake.
Yep.
All that dialogue.
Yep.
All the slow-moving show. All the action.
Not my jam.
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning, 107.1 The Boss, classic rock of the 70s, 80s, and more. Intern Vince via Skype once again from his remote home studio location. We are on the air everywhere, live and direct for Tuesday, October the 5th, 2021. By the way, we were talking after the show yesterday, and Vince says he had kind of a crazy weekend. Because remember I was complaining that he checked in, he got here later, started later than I thought he was going to start. What happened to you this weekend?
Well, I will say this.
Yeah.
I had a lot of whiskey sours.
Oh.
So much to the point that the next morning I like woke up with like the worst taste in my mouth.
It's called a hangover. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Well, whiskey like, sours ever... will hurt your stomach though too. They've those are tough.
And when you're drinking them, the sugar rushes rushes the alcohol to your bloodstream faster.
They're
so
yummy, and
so
they
it
go
hurts
down
a lot more
easily. But they're tough.
It felt like I had just ate a bunch of candy the night before.
Your tongue is swollen.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Well, that's an exciting. Were you just by yourself, or did you go out, or were you with the?
I went out with a group of friends. So.
Oh, that's good.
And you ordered whiskey sours. How manly of you!
Whoa! Back off.
Can you please put the umbrella in there?
Listen, it's fun. It's a happy, fun drink.
Those are my go-to wedding drinks. Fun fact about me, because they're easy. You know that they're going to have everything that you need for a whiskey sour.
Assuming there's an open bar. If there's not an open bar, Rochelle sticks to the Bud Light.
I don't go to weddings without open bars.
Oh,
okay, don't even invite me. Like, I'm not going to go. I'm sorry.
Before I check the RSVP, is there an open bar?
Right. What's happening here? But that's my go-to wedding drink is a whiskey sour.
Wow. I'm sorry you had a rough weekend. We were out drinking, actually, the other night ourselves.
Yeah, you ordered a pina colada.
Well, I had the pina colada.
And I'm a bad guy.
Well, listen, we were out by the water.
No, we were.
So I thought it was kind of, you know, vacation-y to have the pina colada. That waitress hated you, by the way.
She was so mean. Vince, seriously, she was so mean. She walked by me.
She's so mean.
Twice. She was so mean. She walked by me twice, and then a couple came and sat next to us, and she said, "Can I help you?" to them. They had just sat down, and the guy looks at me and goes, "Oh, I think she was here first." And the waitress looks at me and says, "Oh, well, just hold on," and then walks away again, serves some food, got another drink for somebody else, cashed somebody else out, and then took my order along with the guy next to me at the same time. She just did not like me.
And sent the busboy to go get my pina colada from the bar in the front.
What did I do?
That was strange.
It was so mean. I was like, okay, cool.
Maybe you gave her some RBF on the way in.
Well, that's
you know what I think
possible.
It is. Seriously, you're going to blush, but you know, you're hot. And so
I think
the girl was probably just a little intimidated by the boobs. You know what I'm saying? When the girls are hanging out.
She's just flashing them everywhere. She just thinks she's hot stuff.
That's what I'm saying. She probably just didn't care for that.
Well, okay, sure.
That other bartender you met, you liked her a lot. Matter of fact, we took her number. We might have Kelly the bartender on one of these mornings.
Okay, also funny story.
No, wait a minute, Vince. When I say we took her number, we're not talking about some sort of weird, you know, swingers thing here.
But it kind of felt like that, and I told
her. Wait a minute. What do you mean it felt like that?
Because.
It felt like a swinger situation?
No, I told you as soon as we walked away, I said, it's a lot easier to get a girl's number when you have another woman sitting next to you, isn't it? But her name was
Vinny, that's a free tip right there. You're welcome, big guy. That's a free tip.
She was so funny. She was fantastic.
She was eating mozzarella balls.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know that he makes fun of me all the time for being, you know, mafioso.
Yeah.
This is this bartender. She's behind the bar, and she's eating mozzarella balls, little balls of mozzarella cheese, you know, from a little packet to behind the bar. I mean, I could see someone having like a little sandwich or something while they're working. She's eating mozzarella balls.
She said she picked them up in bulk at Costco.
This woman is of my own heart.
Amazing.
Now, you two start talking about the Jersey Shore TV show.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You and I, Snooki. Not your Snooki, but my Snooki, Vince.
I don't know that it was a swinger situation, though.
No.
You turned a nice thing into something horrible.
I did not. You said, well, actually, Vince said that.
I mean, of course he did. Of course he did. Well, whoopity-doo. Time for hashtag mom. Confessions. We've been working on our impression of 1990s Adam Sandler for some reason.
Whoopity-doo.
It's not bad, right? It's not bad. I don't know why we started doing that, but
I don't either.
It's just become a thing, and we keep trying to one-up each other.
Do it at the dinner table.
Turkey for me, and turkey for you. Really has nothing to do with the pointed hand here, which is hashtag mom. Although Rochelle is a mom, but she just confessed, so you got that going for
it's
you.
True.
We do this every morning, 7:20, 9:20. If you send one into us, if you're a mom, you know a mom, you see a mom, maybe a dad.
Elizabeth Hancock said, the hospital sending me home with a whole baby honestly showed very poor judgment on their part.
Okay, great.
Chrissy Marie says, I always save some of the vacuuming for when my mother-in-law has already arrived, because somehow it doesn't count unless she actually sees me doing it.
I thought what she was going to say is, there's those people where they criticize how you do a task, but then they can't help themselves but do the task for you to show you how much better they do it for you.
Like a mother-in-law?
But it's a win for you, because then they're doing the work you didn't want to do. I believe, speaking of 90s Adam Sandler, that would be psych.
Yeah, right? Hannah Haircuts 23 said, the preschool just said my kid had to be potty trained before starting school. They did not say that my toddler had to stop calling the toilet seat a butthole.
Listen, all you got to do is send your kid here, be an intern like Vince. You don't have to be potty trained
you
at
don't.
All.
Vince
goes right out the back.
He does.
Right next to the old station vehicle. We're all set.
True story.
Hashtag mom. Confessions. Send yours in. You might hear it tomorrow, 7:20 and 9:20. We were having a conversation yesterday, by the way, about the proper etiquette when one of us needs to use the restroom. And you'll always say, I need to go potty.
I'm a mom. That's just what comes out. I need to go. You do need to go potty? I need to go potty. That's what I say.
And Diane says, I would just say I got to pee. I was like, yeah, that's right. And you said, well, what else am I supposed to say? I said, well, you could say I need to go to the restroom.
I guess that would be more
Would you please
polite.
Pardon me? I need to go to the lavatory.
I just figured I wasn't trying to explicitly explain what I'm doing. But also I got to go potty. So I was That's the mom and me coming out.
All right, so a couple things I guess you should know. You should know that Rochelle is a mom, and that I am a step-parent.
Yes.
So I'm a little bit newer to parenting than Rochelle is. You should also know we were doing the radio show. We've been doing it for a while. Mm-hmm. And we've done it in Michigan a couple times. We were working in the northern part of the state, which is kind of a resort region. Not all that different from here at the shore.
Yeah.
And before that, we worked in Detroit.
Right.
But anyhow, I'm not from Michigan. You are. You grew up there, and that's mm-hmm. where we met. But I grew up just up the highway up 95 in Providence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Providence probably, you know, people think sometimes of, you know, Pauly D and that kind of thing. We got more Guidos in Providence than New Jersey, okay? Now, I know people give New Jersey from other parts of the country. If you go on vacation, that people say, where are you from? You go, I'm from New Jersey. They go, oh, New Jersey, you know?
Yeah.
Jersey Shore, and I'm sure
right.
people hate that, right?
I've already been scolded on Facebook not to say that I like the show The Jersey Shore, because that's not what people from New Jersey would. They don't. I still like it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to, but I love Snooki.
I think a lot of people still like it. Okay.
I like it.
I think a lot of people are just denying the fact that you get a kick out of saying, oh, that's the tanning place I went to.
It just makes me feel better to know that when I drink, I'm not that bad. So I think that's why I like it. I'm like, I'm good. I'm doing fine.
But my point is, the first time I took you back home to meet my family in Providence, we get off the airplane at the airport up mm-hmm. there, and there's t-shirts they sell in the airport, mobsters and lobsters.
Yes.
Okay, so if there's any place that's more Guido than here, it's my hometown of Providence.
It's true.
Michigan, though, a little bit different.
A little bit different.
You didn't even believe that there's guys driving around in black Escalades and that kind of thing.
I had no idea. I thought that was just something in movies.
The pinky ring in the Cadillac is a real thing, okay?
No, I had no idea. Well, that's not what I grew up with.
A lot of my uncles and aunts, a lot of people that we know, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not saying that they're, you know.
What?
But what I'm saying is that a lot of them are like, hey, Robbie, how you doing? You know,
sure.
People in Michigan don't talk like that.
No,
but
no.
You grew up here and you don't really realize that it's different there. So it's funny, when I come back and now that we have moved here to New Jersey to start this new show at The Boss, I find myself talking a little bit more like this.
It
like it just
all comes
my
back
natural
to you.
Guido starts coming out.
I told you this even when we were living in Michigan, when you would come and visit your family, you'd come back and you were speaking.
Look at this guy.
You said words that I didn't know.
Fonable.
What are you talking about? What does that mean?
Every once in a while we're doing a show in Michigan, we get a call from someone who goes, by chance is Robbie from back east? Because my husband uses words like that.
Is your husband Italian? Because he sounds Italian. I'm like, yeah, he's Italian.
Listen, I know this is our second day in the air, but again, if you're just hearing us for the first time today, I'm so grateful to have this job in New Jersey because there's Italian delis and markets where I can buy a nice cabagool and prosciutto. You can't get this stuff in Michigan when I worked out there, okay?
There are so
can't
many
get it.
Pizza places here. It's a
every
like,
10 feet, there's a
one?
Pizza place.
How do you pick one?
Doesn't matter. It's just nice that they're there.
That's true.
It's like a public utility. Like the light switch coming on when you flick the switch. There's pizza anytime you want it.
It's amazing.
So I'm grateful to be here. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're driving around. I'm like, oh, look at this. You're like, just because we've moved to New Jersey, do you need to talk like that? I'm like, well, this is who I am deep down.
They
teach you in broadcasting school to do this big announcer voice type of thing, and that's fine. But who I am deep inside, hey, Ma.
Oh.
You want to make some calzones? That's who I am, okay? It's true.
It is true.
So she says, well, I think people from, you know, New Jersey all talk a little, well, we found an article about this. These are things that people from New Jersey say that you have to be here or you have to at least be from the region like me
mm-hmm.
that you a Benny would be an example. This is a phrase that people here at the shore use for those from up north, whether it's from the city or from Connecticut, whatever, come down. And I think it's because the old train stop was for Bayonne, Elizabeth, Newark, New York. You have to take the train. It was a Benny. See the different train, B-E-N.
Okay. Got it.
I'd never heard that before myself.
Okay.
There are certain, I won't go through all of them, but there are certain towns that people say, like Asbury Park is the bottom of central Jersey, and then how far up does it go before you're in northern Jersey?
Okay.
So there's a big debate on, you know, where, and that's true in Michigan too, where people debate where you have to be in the state for to be the up north tip of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Disco fries.
Oh, what are those?
French fries topped with brown gravy and gooey mozzarella.
Oh, okay. I can be on board with those. That sounds delicious.
I've never had those.
Yeah, that
I've
good.
Seen the fry, but I've never had
Isn't
fries
it like
quite
poutine?
Like
poutine?
Yeah.
That's kind of what, see, that's what I mean.
They call them disco fries here.
All right, that sounds amazing. Whatever you call it, I'll
now,
take
here's
it.
One. This is one that we in Providence, when I was growing up, would also say, Jeet? No, Jew?
What?
Jeet? No, Jew?
What's that?
Jeet is like J'EET.
What does that mean?
Does it mean, did you eat?
Oh.
No, did you? D'.
I have so much
you?
To learn.
Jeet, Drew, no, how about you?
The one thing that I have already learned since being here in this short time, the Jersey Slide. I got this one down. We're good to go.
The Jersey Slide?
The Jersey Slide. That's when you're swerving from the left lane into the exit ramp. No, you just do the Jersey Slide.
No, you're just a horrible driver. That's what that's about.
Okay.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to head to the lavatory. It's 107.1 The Boss. 107.1 The Boss, classic rock, the 70s, 80s, and more. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with intern Vince via Skype. So we're making dinner the other night. And when you got all the lights on and it's dark outside, we had a late dinner. I think this was Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't see out the window what's going on.
Right.
Okay. Have we talked about this? This is a different... We've moved, okay? So we're in a different place than we were before. This is not the second, third, fourth time we've moved in the last year, right? So we're in another new place. But that's not the point of this. So anyway, this is on the ground level. And again, with the lights on, you can't see out the window.
Mm-hmm.
But I did happen to see a shadow go by. And I said, well, here comes the neighbors. Now, you're one of these people that talks to the neighbors. You get to know them. You're petting their dogs.
Yes.
I don't speak to the neighbors. I don't speak to anybody. I just put my head down and mind my own business. This should be no surprise to anybody. But you had met these people earlier in the day, and you said they seem like very nice people, and they've got two dogs. What kind of dogs were those, by the way?
I think they were poodle mixes, I think.
Little white, curly-haired doggies.
They're so
very, even I thought they were very cute.
So cute.
They came running right up and... Yeah, I'm like, hello, hi.
I have awful puppy fever, so I just immediately like, oh, hi, puppy, I love you.
So. Anyhow, you'd met these people earlier in the day, and matter of fact, I'm not 100% sure this is what I see, but I see the outline of some heads going by just out our window, and I said, there's the neighbors, because, and Vince, you'll agree with me on this, I don't like that people can see into the house, and because we've just moved again, we got to get some curtains up and that sort of stuff, because you know that I don't like people in my business. It's one of the things I've loved about COVID, is that you go to a restaurant now, they seat you 20 feet away from everybody else, don't listen to my conversation, okay?
Okay. That's
anyway,
fair.
I said, yeah, there's the neighbors out the window, see, they're going to see all we're doing. You're like, what, this? And then she lifts her top up at the window. And I said, oh, my God, you just flashed our neighbors. Then she goes, no, they're not out there. And then she runs to the front door and looks and sees them walking around their house next door. And she went, oh, my God, the neighbors, they really were. I thought you were kidding. Oh,
I
no.
I thought he was kidding.
They're all high-fiving each other.
I thought
Bruh,
you were
can
kidding.
You believe, MILF, 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 MILF.
Well, first
Poodle
of all,
the husband was there, too. Thank you for that. But no, I just the way that you said it made me believe that you were like, there's the neighbors. Like, I didn't think that they were actually walking by the window, so I was just trying to be funny, but you were not. You were not kidding.
Hey, remember that time you flashed our new neighbors?
I'm so embarrassed. Like, that is so embarrassing.
So now a bartender and your neighbors think you're swingers.
Yeah, they think something fishy's going on. That's for sure.
I don't know. I just, I don't know why.
You don't know what's come over you.
I don't know why I thought you were kidding, but I thought you were kidding. Just the way you said.
Even if there hadn't been people walking by, it was still a window without a curtain. Why would you do that?
I guess.
You're a wife and a mother. I don't mean to be so judgy, but on the other hand, I was somewhat horrified.
Okay, well, to be honest, I had had maybe a glass or two
wine. No, don't make that excuse. It had nothing to do with that. It had nothing to do with that.
I'm not blaming it on the alcohol. I'm just saying, like, it's
you're just
not,
an exhibitionist.
I'm not an exhibitionist. I'm not at all. I don't know. I was just trying to be playful with you.
You have told
I thought
me
you were being.
No, I'm going to say that I'm not going. I hope I'm not embarrassing you because I've talked about the fact that I'm not happy with my shape. Right?
Uh-huh.
You have said that you, if we had 10 grand laying around, would like to go and get the Beverly Hills plastic surgery.
Oh,
is
yes.
that not true?
Oh, absolutely.
And you have also said that if you did that and you were a size 00, you would parade around in a string bikini at the supermarket.
You're welcome. Yes, I
would. My point is you are, in fact, an exhibitionist. Because that's not a normal thing to want to run around in a bikini.
It's not that I'm an exhibitionist.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, maybe for a knucklehead here.
I was just saying I would actually feel confident enough to do that, which is why I was so mortified at the fact that I lifted up my top and someone actually happened to be walking by.
Would it not have been more horrifying if they'd seen me without a shirt on in the kitchen?
Yeah.
I feel like that would have been...
You would have gotten a notice the next day.
They gotta go. Move them out. What is something that everyone loves that you can't stand? It seems like everybody loves this and you just don't understand it.
Mm.
Now, this started this morning because we were talking, I think the other day, I don't know when it was, about how I love gory action movies.
Yeah.
Kind of like Rambo and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Clint Eastwood, love the Clint Eastwood. You hate it, right?
Yeah, I cannot stand them. And I know a lot of people like them. I get it. But it's like not...
And I admit it might be kind of like a dude thing. I admit that.
I see. I don't mind scary, but I don't like gore, and I just can't. I don't want to watch.
Well, matter of fact, that's something else I know. A lot of people like scary movies. You know, like the little doll Annabelle,
yeah,
like this kind of thing. Who would go see a movie like this?
No, I mean, a lot of people. Our 10-year-old Lola loves scary movies like that. I'm like, I'm
she says she loves the scary movies. You take her to see a scary movie, she don't sleep.
That's right.
And then you get a problem. Okay, but then I was thinking, pumpkin spice is the thing for me.
Yeah.
Seems like everybody loves a pumpkin. It's too sweet for me.
I love pumpkin spice.
At least as far as the coffees go, it's too sweet for me.
I'm a total basic bee when it comes to pumpkin spice. I love it.
I think everyone loves that you can't stand. I love paper. Everyone else seems not to be able to stand paper.
You love everything.
I make everybody print everything out for me.
Ridiculous.
And I mean, it's not like I want to, you know, kill all the trees, but I do really like having something written on a piece of paper. My eyes get strained looking at all the screens. I'm sure there are people working offices feel like that, right?
I get it. It's just a lot. There's like a lot of paper everywhere all the time. It's too. I don't know how you keep organized. It's too much.
You know what I don't like? There was Post-it notes.
Why? Because they're sticky.
And yeah,
you don't like anything.
I don't
sticky.
Like. There you go. There's
you
some
like
most
stickers.
Kids like that. I hate. I don't like stickers.
Yeah.
Now I'm not. You have tattoos.
I do have tattoos.
I don't like tattoos.
You don't like tattoos.
That seems to be something. That's the thing. More and more people are getting the tattoos, and that's something that I would never do. I would probably never get a piercing. I wonder if I were a woman, and I do think about what would happen if I were a woman quite often.
That's weird.
I have earrings because I don't have a very high pain tolerance. So I wonder if I became a woman.
Your ears pierced doesn't hurt. They do that to infants.
I mean, you're making a hole in your skin. I'm sure it hurts a little bit. Just like you don't think getting a tattoo hurts. Everybody else I've talked to, even if they're tattoo people, admit that it don't feel great.
It does. I don't think it feels good, but I don't think it hurts all that much. I think my answer is going to surprise you.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the beach. I can't really stand it. I kind of hate the beach. Like, I'm just going to go out there and say, I don't like the sand. I like the water, but I'll never go in it because it's gross and I'm afraid of everything in the water.
I mean, the water's not gross.
There's fish.
Just because you don't like it.
There's jellyfish.
There's fish.
There's crabs. There's like, I'm not a water. I'm a pool person, you know? Like, I don't like this. The sand is everywhere. It gets everywhere. You can never get it out of anything. I don't like the beach.
By anything, you mean your
yes,
crevices?
Yes.
Your lady crevices?
That's what I mean. I don't like the beach.
Something everyone loves that you just can't stand. Or there's something you can't stand that everyone else seems to love.
Mm-hmm.
Like this show, for example. You can call us 732-774-4444. You can also text us at that number. Again, 732-774-4444. Or an answer on a little graphic on our 107 The Boss Facebook page or the Robbie and Rochelle Facebook page. Assuming Facebook is going this morning, I think it's working this morning. I don't know. Your answer's coming up. I feel a little embarrassed because, you know, sometimes we think about things that go on in our life and then we talk about them. And I realize I talk about my mother a lot. Now, I'm in therapy and I will admit that. And it's probably because everybody has mom issues. And I think that everybody that does this in particular, everybody that is a performer of some kind, whether you're a DJ or a actor or whatever
does
it is.
This job.
Yeah. Everybody that is does some sort of a job where you're in front of people.
It's messed up.
Yeah. I think has some sort of a mom issue because I think all of us just want mom's attention.
Do you think?
Yeah. And I have a lovely mom. I really do.
Uh-huh.
Although she was just not quite as, you know, she's just not as interested in what I was interested in as I wanted her to be. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
She just didn't want to give me as much attention as I wanted because I'm very needy. And that's why now I'm in therapy. But I realize I talk about my mother. Talk about my mother all the time. Well, she's also a very difficult person to buy gifts for.
Yeah, she's the type of person that if she wants it, she'll just go buy it.
Vince, you buy a Christmas presents, birthday presents for your mom? I should say your landlord.
Maybe? Yeah, no, sometimes when I remember.
I mean, do you at least get her a card?
Okay, Christmas, yes, because that's easier.
Mm-hmm.
The birthday, I might get lazy. Mother's Day, I might get lazy.
If you needed to buy a little something for mom right now, would you have an idea of what kind of, like a candle, you know, bath salts, the kind of typical mom present? Would she be into those? Or?
Yeah, bath salts, not the, yeah.
Okay.
I feel bath salts are something that's really weird to buy for
I've bought
mom.
My mother bath salts.
Yes.
Matter of fact, she still has them out in the bathroom.
Because she has bath salts.
Right. And also, your mother doesn't take baths. Like,
it was just
a
pretty decoration for the bathroom. And if you go,
I see
how she didn't update rooms for years at a time?
Uh-huh.
She still has this gift I bought her when I was like 15 or something.
Oh,
but
you were a kid. Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
Well, she's very difficult to buy for. My father, on the other hand, is a history buff. So he's easy to buy for.
Mm-hmm.
So every time we see a little thrift shop or an antique store or something like that, I'll go in there because I figure maybe there's something for dad. So we found a antique store the other day driving around, and we went in there. Had never been into this one before. And sure enough, they've got some cool political stuff. He's into history. And they had a, About how tall would you say this figure is? Is it taller than a G.I. Joe?
It's a little taller than a G.I. Joe. Probably a foot and a half, I would say. They're good size.
But Vinny,
I
mean, you know when you get to G.I. Joe, it's got like that squishy head and then the body is solid plastic in the middle. And it's, okay, it's got the little hands that you can turn them so it looks like the hands move and the feet move. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it's got the real cloth clothes. I'm just describing this because you got to understand that I don't think this is weird, but you do. And it's a figure, a G.I. Joe-like figure of President Franklin Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt, who were, a long time ago. But my father, like I say, is a history buff. You've heard of the Roosevelts, right?
No.
Okay. So that's a nice gift if he's a history buff. Well, because they're in a brown paper bag and their little rubber heads are popping out of the bag in the back seat, Rochelle would not let me bring this package. I'm going to give this to my father for Christmas later this year. I'm like, great, his Christmas present done. Check mark,
so
first week of October. She will not let me bring it in the house because she thinks they look like voodoo dolls.
I'm going to have to post this photo because they are so creepy looking.
What is creepy about a doll of a president and Eleanor Roosevelt?
They have like, so they're like doll-like, but they're made almost like a porcelain doll where they have the real hair and stuff on the top. They're just weird.
No, they don't have real hair. Like I said, it's not real hair.
Yes,
it's like
is.
A G.I. Joe.
And
it's got that rubber.
A little broken cigar coming out of
it. Well, because Roosevelt was known for the cigar.
I mean, what? I just see them in the back of the car and I look in my rear view mirror and I just see these two heads on the back.
If your kid has any.
What?
If your kid has My Little Ponies, you can make the Rough Riders again.
No, that's Teddy Roosevelt. Oh. But I like that was a good attempt at a history joke.
Look at you.
You know, round of applause. Yes. Round of applause for Vinny on that one. That was pretty good. My Little Ponies.
Well, I'm sure your father will love them because he does like things like that. I'm very sure that your mother will not allow him to put those anywhere other than his office.
I'm pretty sure it might be. I don't know what the company is that used to make these. Like, I don't know where one, when these were new, would get these president figures, but he has a John Kennedy one too. And I always thought, and he's had it for years, I always thought that was creepy, you know, because
he collects President Barbies. Like,
they're not Barbies, more like G.I. Joes, but I always thought because.
Action figures.
So says every other boy who plays with the Ken doll. He's like, it's not a Ken doll, it's a G.I. Joe. I'm like, no, it's a Barbie, man. Like, you're playing with the Barbie.
Yeah, the G.I. Joes are a little bigger, but I was going to say, I thought the Kennedy one was a little creepy because, unfortunately, you know, he had a sad ending. It was like, you know, like the ghost of JFK
this
or something.
It's creepy, too. It's like a husband and a wife.
He's also got that portrait. My father, like a real history buff, he's got that portrait of Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it was one of those deals like the Haunted Mansion where you swear those eyeballs. I always have to, I never wanted to sleep on the couch downstairs. I was always afraid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my parents basically have a house of horrors, is what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. All right, something that everyone else loves, but you can't stand.
James said Marvel movies, not my thing.
Well, thank you very much. I would totally agree with that. Now, listen, I'm a DC guy growing up. I like Batman, Superman better than Spider-Man, and I don't know, that Silver Surfer guy.
Yeah.
But having said that, I will admit that the DC movies are not that great.
They're not great.
But I don't like the Marvel ones either, just out of principle.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Cindy said guacamole and ketchup.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Cindy.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Gail said coffee. Love the way it smells. Can't stand the taste. Interesting.
I have a theory that the reason, if you're like me, I like coffee because it gives you a kick. And so I drink it black.
You do.
Because I don't want to water it down at all. I don't put milk in it. I don't put sugar. I just want the coffee to give me a kick.
Uh-huh.
But it's so darn hot when you go to Starbucks or Dunkin' or whatever, wherever it is you go,
right,
it burns your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because most people put so much stuff in it that they have to make it hot or else it'll be ice cold when you put cream in it.
I am absolutely one of those people who drink the coffee, but I have to have the creamer and stuff in it. I like coffee, but I guess to your point, I don't really like coffee.
Here's the deal.
She can't do a black.
She's absolutely right. It's not supposed to taste good.
Yeah.
It's supposed to wake you up.
I guess. I don't know. But why wouldn't I want something to taste good and wake me up? That doesn't make sense.
I mean, listen, beggars can't be choosers in this world. You need to wake up. You do what you have to do.
Dave in Bradley Beach.
Snapchat.
That's fair.
It's one of those apps I have never downloaded, and I know a lot of people that have it, and I haven't gotten on board. Mm-hmm. TikTok is another one. I'm done. After Instagram, after I got that, I'm like, that's it. I'm not getting any more. So
I thought TikTok at first, but those videos are pretty addictive. They're pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't have it on my phone, but I've seen other ones. So I'm like, oh, I get why people like that.
Right. And the Snapchat, like I have Snapchat, but I never really snap anyone. I just like the filters. They're very nice.
I will admit that I used to have Vine when that was a thing on my phone for a little while. So I don't know why I'm not getting the TikTok, but.
Right.
Katie and Deal.
Oh, this is a really good one. The Vincent Van Gogh Experience.
Is that like a museum thing?
It's not a museum. It's sort of like they bring the museum to you.
Okay.
And it's projected on the walls. It's projected on the floor.
Oh,
and then
neat.
They sort of, it sounds really neat, right? And they take aspects of the painting and they sort of animate it.
Oh.
So that's like super cool for like 5 minutes.
Well, that's fair. I get that.
I was going to ask if it was an audio and visual experience, you know, because it's a Van Gogh traveling exhibit.
You're so funny.
But I didn't want to do that. So now I'm glad I didn't. Something everybody else loves, but you can't stand. That's your he said.
She said.
We were kind of sort of giving him a hard time yesterday, but big shout out to our IT guy, David, here at 107.1 The Boss. We're getting us all set up on the 1071theboss.com page. Mm-hmm. We have a cool Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning page now, where you not only get a bio to learn everything you could want to know about us, and my goodness, I'm sure there are things you'd like to know.
Oh, yeah.
But you can also contact us right there, and that's where you can send something in for the old community bulletin board, or send us a direct message right on the Boss Facebook, and we will check those as well. We check them all morning long, or text us. You know, the text is whatever that thing is with the 4444. I can't remember it now. I get it. It's only my second day, okay?
Okay.
You know what it is. The New Jersey Fall Wedding Expo happens today and tomorrow. New Jersey Convention and Exposition Center in Addison, featuring a large selection of New Jersey's top wedding professionals to help you plan 8-day honeymoon grand prize packages at the show. I know.
Do I have to be engaged still to go to this?
Rochelle and I have never gone on a honeymoon. We've been married 2.5 years. We've never gone on a honeymoon. Really gone on a vacation.
No, we've
haven't. Done little getaways. We've done little trips here and there. We've never really gone on a turn off your phone, you know, go in the pool, go in the hot tub kind of vacation before. Uh-huh. So you can win an 8-day honeymoon here. AmericanBride.com for all the info happening up at the New Jersey Convention and Expo Center. All right, New Jersey Symphony returns to the New Jersey Performing Arts Center this Friday at NJ PAC.
Okay.
Yeah, these press releases are very formal, though, so I figured I would read it as said here. Brand new music to mark the new season. The guy that wrote the score to the Oscar-winning film Get Out, Michael Abels, is performing. Tickets are on sale now and available at njpac.org. And the 9th Annual Night of Dreams Charity Gala benefiting the Jersey Shore Dream Center is happening this Saturday, 6 p.m. Charity Gala is the only fundraising event that will take place in 2021 for the Dream Center and serves the unmet needs of the Jersey Shore community. Visit jerseyshoredreamcenter.org for all the info to become a sponsor, to get your tickets, and to find out what it means when you dream of coworkers and cheese. What did that dream mean?
I don't think you're going to find that out there.
Co-workers and dreams and cheese. And oh, my. All right, a couple things we thought you'd like to know this morning. It's something everyone loves that you can't stand. It started because we were talking about how Rochelle is all about the pumpkin spice. I think it's too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow we were talking about how I like action movies. You know, Clint Eastwood put out that new movie on HBO. I love that stuff. And you just have, you want no part of those, we shoot you. You know, like those action movies.
Is that what they say?
That's right.
We shoot you?
That was more Sylvester Stallone than Clint Eastwood, to be fair. But there's something everyone loves that you just can't stand. It's not your deal.
Joanna said buttered popcorn and pepperoni pizza.
Well,
wow.
She probably a lot thinner than me.
Oh, no.
He probably likes kale. We have a nice kale chip here for you.
This might be my favorite answer.
It's unsalted.
Karen says memes. They're just stupid and not funny.
I mean, what a Karen answer.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's a Karen answer. This is why. Listen, I'm sure you're named Karen and you're mad that you've heard other people make this joke.
Yeah.
This is why. That you have opinions like that. That's why.
I hate memes. And Rich said summer and babies. Summer is just too hot and I can't do anything about it. And babies are just loud and kind of scary.
I mean, babies can be kind of scary. That's even to this day, I don't necessarily like picking up a little baby because people always say, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's like, what if I drop you? Like, you're not going to drop. I'm like, what if I do drop your baby?
That would be your luck.
Can we bring in my attorney first?
Allison Spring Lake.
Whipped cream.
Oh, wow.
Everybody loves it.
What is it you don't like about whipped cream?
There's no substance to it. It tastes like nothing. It's unnecessary.
Are you talking about actual whipped cream or like ready whip?
Like Cool Whip?
Yes, Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Will you do me a favor? Will you buy one, put it in the freezer, and leave it there for a couple of days, and then scoop it out with a spoon like it's ice cream and tell me you don't like it better?
I'll try it. Okay.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's like a low-calorie ice cream. It doesn't suck.
Add a little chocolate caramel sauce, and really, you're in business. Something everybody else seems to love, you just can't stand it. We'll keep that going on Facebook today. If Facebook is working today, I guess it's not guaranteed after everything yesterday. That's your he said.
She said.
A couple things trending this morning we thought you'd like to know. So ever wondered what flirting might sound like if a man and a woman only communicated, or a man and a woman, I guess.
Sure.
Only communicated using the corporate speak? You know what I talk about? You know, like when some of the businesses got that picture on the wall, like an eagle flying, yes, and says, soar to new heights.
Uh-huh.
Ever wonder this? Well, there's a couple that does comedy videos for YouTube, and this video has gone viral of exactly what that might sound like.
Not to be like weird or anything, but you've low-key been an action item on my list for a while now, and I was wondering if maybe like you get a line sometime, maybe sync up.
Oh my gosh, I'm flattered. I just don't really have the bandwidth right now. I'm about to pivot back to HQ.
I don't have the bandwidth right now.
That's a new one. I like that.
Well, good thing he had the time. Well, you want to talk about heartburn? Listen to this. A man in Lithuania had more than a kilogram. How much is that? A pound? What is a kilogram? I think a kilogram is a pound or so.
A lot.
Of nails, screws, nuts, and knives removed from his stomach by doctors. He's still being monitored in stable condition. Said he went into the hospital just not feeling well in the tummy.
What?
No word exactly how it is he's able to swallow all these things.
That's insane.
Boy, what did you eat?
Yeah, that's a spicy meatball.
How does that happen?
Yeah, I'm just doing a little workout in the garage, honey, and things are out of a lot of control.
Wow.
Well, this is great. There's a Senate hearing going on. I'm not sure what this is about. And this senator, he's the senator from Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal.
Mm-hmm.
Older guy.
Yeah. Great name.
He's asking one of the Facebook representatives, I guess this is what they were talking about, you know, about safety online.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking the representative from Facebook that's testifying if she will commit to ending Finsta.
What?
Finsta apparently is a slang word for making fake Instagram accounts. Finsta, fake Insta. Now, I don't know what he was trying to say, but I'm guessing he didn't mean to say Finsta.
Will you commit to ending Finsta?
Yes. Yes, Senator, I will commit.
What?
Not to make a fake Instagram account.
That's awesome.
I wonder what he was trying to say.
Finsta?
You promise not to block me or poke me? Listen to this. There's a couple vacationing in California. They're going for a hike. Now, this is, I'm not a person that's into camping, hiking, any of this. Maybe
no.
I should change my attitude. They discovered a massive diamond at the state park. Noreen and Michael Redberg found a 4.38 carat yellow diamond.
Whoa.
Moved a little bit of the dirt out of the way, and it was a good sized rock, and there's no dirt that was sticking to it.
That's a pretty good sized rock.
I'd say so.
Can I keep it? Can I?
The only thing I've ever found while I'm camping is like a tick.
I was gonna say,
diamonds.
Other people's Hostess wrappers.
Right, exactly.
You find a 4.3 carat diamond. Hey, hello, Bob. Yeah, I'm not going to be into work on Monday. Well, here you go. You're watching your Halloween favorites, you know, your Halloween movies.
Mm-hmm.
People's heart rates were monitored while they watched scary movies to determine the scariest movie of all time. The top three scariest movies, Host, which I guess came out last year.
Okay.
Sinister from 2012. Ooh. And Insidious from 2010.
I can honestly say I've never watched any of them and will not watch any of them.
I get upset when they even show the trailers. Like I'm watching,
yes,
Pat Sajak, and
yes,
all of a sudden you see this creepy,
oh my
stuff.
God.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No, no, no. I'm going to say it again. No.
Listen, I have no idea what happened, but rumors are spreading. Robin Thicke is in some hot water getting canceled because one of the models that was in that Blurred Lines music video a couple of years ago now says that she was groped while they were dancing. And the video's director says, yes, he did see it. Robin apparently apologized and says he did this because he was just feeling the music and was drunk. Is that an excuse? I don't think so.
I don't think that's an excuse, Robin Thicke.
Now, I will say this. You have met celebrities from time to time. We get invited to go to things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you're taking a picture,
yeah,
you can sometimes your finger,
sure,
goes to a place where you're like, oh, no, I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
Sure. I think the best thing to do here is just to always keep your hands to yourself. Even
you remember that thing about Taylor Swift a couple of years ago where she sued a guy because she claimed that he,
yes,
grabbed her tuchus?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I absolutely put my hands like in a fist position.
You do.
Because you don't want to get in trouble.
I've seen you do that, or you'll just like point at somebody, or you play it safe, and I do, as your wife, appreciate that.
Either way, I just look like a clown in these pictures, but I don't look cool at all. Like, in my head, it looks real cool to point and be like, hey, look at this guy.
Yeah.
I look like a poser. But it's better than being canceled like Robin Thicke. They're talking about him being fired from the Masked Singer show.
We'll see what happens there.
Just don't hire Chris Harrison.
No. Too soon.
Have you heard about this Squid Game show on Netflix?
No.
It's so popular, apparently. This is the number one trending show on Netflix this week. There's a man in Korea who makes a candy that was featured on the episode, and his sales jumped more than 100%. He said he's selling about 500 a day. I'm not sure what the show is about, but I've seen it pop up in our...
What is it called?
It's called Squid Game.
Squid Game. That sounds like a game show.
It's not a game show.
Okay.
There's a little bit of audio from this show. This sounds creepy, doesn't it? Can we look up what that's...
Yeah, I gotta look it up.
Can we look up what that's about?
Yeah.
Because now I'm feeling like we should block it and not watch it.
Oh, yeah. I just saw the cover of it. We don't want to watch it. I'm telling you.
You're
right
not even going to look up what the description is?
Nope. There's a guy like in a gold face mask in all gold with a hood over his... Nope, I'm good. Mm-mm.
You're talking like a hazmat, not like a face mask face mask.
I mean, no, like a face mask face... Like, it's like a mask. Like,
oh, okay.
Remember that old Leo movie? It's like the mask.
Oh, the man in the iron mask?
Yes, that's what he looks like.
Well, this is good news for Kelly Clarkson. Now, she's getting divorced from husband Brandon Blackstock, who is also Reba McEntire's son.
That's not the good news, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's good news for Kelly. She gets to keep her $10.4 million ranch in Montana and their two other Montana properties. Who knew Kelly Clarkson was spending this kind of time in Big Sky Country?
I had no idea.
Isn't that strange?
I guess, but she does do some country music, doesn't she?
But good for you, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
There's a new study out of America's favorite Halloween decorations. Number one, skeletons, followed by pumpkins, and then giant spiders. Utah is a state that decorates the most for Halloween. Michigan came in number 11. New Jersey was at number 3. Illinois at number 2.
Okay.
A little surprised Utah. They're kind of known for being a conservative state. I was kind of surprised that they would go all out for Halloween.
I mean, everybody
Halloween.
Likes Halloween, don't they?
Well, I mean, it takes a certain kind of person to put a bunch of dancing skeletons in your front lawn, don't you think?
Well, it didn't say that all of them were decorated with skeletons.
Well, skeletons are the number one decoration. I understand a little pumpkin on your front porch, but...
I guess. Did you hear about that story, by the way, that a guy put the skeleton in his front seat?
Ridiculous.
Did you hear this?
I don't understand.
To go through a carpool lane? Yeah. Amazing.
I don't understand why people think just because it's Halloween that this is okay.
Just put a little
Where does someone buy a skeleton anyway? The party store sell these?
Yes.
That's horrible.
You can get them
anywhere. I know I sound like I'm poo-pooing Halloween. That's horrible. All right, world famous celebrity birthday file this Tuesday. Jesse Eisenberg. You remember him from The Social Network?
Yes.
He's 38. Nikki Hilton. That's Paris's little sister, right?
I think so, yeah.
She's turning 38 today. Kate Winslet from Titanic is 46. I don't know if you heard this, but Rose kills Jack at the end of the movie.
There was definitely room on that board for him.
Baldwin brother Daniel, 61 today. Karen Allen from Indiana Jones. And Jeff Conway. He died a couple of years ago, but this was his birthday. Remember him? Kinnicky from Greece.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get a cruising for a bruising.
Hickey from Kinnicky's like a Hallmark card.
Today's National Be Nice Day. It's also World Teacher's Day.
Oh, that's awesome.
So make sure to bring an apple for your favorite.